Chapter 3 The 1001 Bottles. The next day, the stranger's luggage arrived. There were two cases and a box of big, fat books. There were also 12 wooden boxes full of glass bottles. The stranger went outside impatiently to get his possessions. The delivery man's dog saw him and barked fiercely. He tried to bite the stranger's glove. The stranger kicked the dog violently. The dog bit his leg and tore his trousers. The stranger looked at his torn glove and trousers. He turned and ran quickly up the steps to the hotel and into his room. Mr. Hall followed him. He wanted to make sure that the stranger was all right. The door of the stranger's room was open, and Mr. Hall entered. The room was dark. Suddenly, Mr. Hall saw an arm without a hand and an enormous white face coming towards him. Something hit him violently and pushed him out of the room. The door closed with a bang. Mr. Hall stood outside the door, confused. He went downstairs. Everybody was angry with the delivery man because he had a fierce dog. "The stranger doesn't want any help," said Mr. Hall. "Take his luggage inside." Suddenly the dog started barking again. The stranger stood at the door. He wore different trousers and gloves, and his hat covered almost all his face.
"Are you all right, sir?" asked the delivery man. "I'm very sorry." "I'm perfectly all right. Hurry with those things,"
shouted the stranger in an angry voice. They carried the boxes to the stranger's room. The stranger opened the first box quickly. From the box he took bottles of all colors, shapes, and sizes. All the boxes were full of similar bottles, and soon the entire room was full of them. The stranger started working. He paid no attention to the luggage or books. When Mrs. Hall brought his dinner to him, he was busy with his work. He did not hear her enter. He half turned his head and immediately turned it away again. But Mrs. Hall saw that his glasses were on the table next to him, not on his eyes. She thought that his eyes were very dark. He put the glasses on and looked at her. He said, in his usual angry voice,
"I must ask you not to enter without knocking. I told you that no one must disturb me during my experiments."
"Well, lock the door," said Mrs. Hall. "Now, sir, the mess in this room..."
"Don't worry if you have extra work because of the mess. I will pay you more," said the stranger aggressively.
He worked all afternoon. The door was locked the entire time. Mrs. Hall heard the noise of a bottle breaking. She was frightened that there was a problem. She went and listened at the door.
"I can't continue," she heard the stranger shout. 400,000. It will take me all my life. Patience. Liar. Fool.
Then the room was silent again. That same afternoon, the delivery man was in the bar, talking to Teddy Henfrey.
"I tell you, his hands and legs are black," he said. "I saw them when the dog tore his trousers and glove. And his nose is pink, and his face is white. He's black here and white there. He's very strange.